Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Fly Jams Friday coming up. Straight out of context, Nick D. Show Spies in just a few minutes. You big dummy. It is Friday morning. Yeah. And, you know, the other morning we were talking about these facts, very strange but true facts about the U.S. And I thought I'd throw a few more here because some of these are really fun and a little bit weird. So I thought we'd talk a little bit more about that. Like, for instance, Kansas produced enough wheat each year to feed everyone in the world for about 2 weeks. That's just Kansas alone. And I'm not talking about the band. So, Oregon's Crater Lake is deep enough to cover six Statues of Liberty stacked on top of one another.
What, where is this now?
Oregon. Oregon's Crater Lake is deep enough to cover six Statues of Liberty stacked on top of each other.
Is that where an asteroid crashed in or something?
I don't know.
I'm wondering how that...
I have no idea.
I will look it up.
You know, the thing is, that's impressive and that's real deep. There's no question about it. But, you know, whenever you go to New York for the first time, if you ever go to New York for the first time, never been there, you're going to be really surprised at how small the Statue of Liberty is.
Yeah, I've climbed it.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like when you see it, you're like, that's it? Because
it's so,
you know, like it's huge when you see it on television or in movies. It's, you know, you think, wow, this thing is massive, and it's not really that big. Like when you see it, you're just kind of like, oh, is that it, or is that like a copy, and the real one is behind it somewhere?
Especially if you take the pedestal out, if you just look at the statue itself, not the pedestal that it's on, that structure.
Yeah. I just remember being on the ferry and going out and going, wait a minute,
as you got closer and closer,
it's obviously, it's beautiful. It's awesome. And I've been to New York. Yeah,
everybody
times.
Should get there. See it. Yeah.
Let's see. Of more than 2,500 national historical landmarks, only two can move: San Francisco's cable cars and New Orleans St. Charles streetcar line. So those are historical landmarks. That those are the only ones in the country that can move.
You've been on the cable cars.
Yeah.
But I haven't been to the New Orleans ones, the streetcars. Is that basically the same thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
The Empire State Building has its own zip code.
What?
Well, you know the Merchandise Mart has its own zip code.
Yes, that I do know.
Yeah.
Because I used to work there.
The Empire State Building has its own zip code, and they should have the Merchandise Mart listed in here, too.
Yeah, they should.
Here's one. President Jimmy Carter had solar panels installed into the White House, but his successor, Ronald Reagan, had them removed.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't know that. I had no idea that Jimmy Carter put solar panels in the White House. That was 1976.
That was early.
Yeah. I mean, it was still a radical idea at that point, you know? 1976, Jimmy Carter putting solar panels in the White House. Wow. The Library of Congress contains approximately 838 miles of bookshelves. It's long enough to stretch from Houston to Chicago. That's a lot of bookshelves, man. Mm. Wow.
A lot of books.
Yeah.
I wonder if you need a library card to get a book out of the
Library of Congress?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you need clearance to get something out of the Library of Congress. There are more than 70 streets in Atlanta with some variation of the name Peachtree.
Yep. My sister moved to Atlanta and lived on Peachtree, Court Street Lane, Alley, something. And to find it, I had to go through another 10 different peach trees.
I can't even imagine that. I mean, why would you?
It's ridiculous.
How do you not get lost every 15 minutes in Atlanta?
You do. First of all, it's horrible traffic down there. Horrible.
Yeah.
So she finally has moved. She's moved north of the city quite a way, so it's nice out, relaxed. And there's no peach tree.
Right. Wow. All right. That just seems ridiculous
to me. It's easy to get lost if you don't live. Even if you live down there, I think you can get lost.
Speaking of which, Dan, have you read? When the hell is Atlanta coming back on FX?
Oh, I think it got pushed back like for another season.
Come on! I don't need that. I don't need to hear that.
He's got the Lion King and Han Solo and all those projects.
I don't care about those projects. I want Atlanta back. Come on, man. I know. Now, I know that Baskets comes back in January, speaking of great shows on FX. And Ash vs. Evil Dead comes back in February, as my future ex-wife told us, Dana DiLorenzo. But, man, I was just, because it's, you know, the Atlanta is like one of the best shows ever, and I miss it. So, just waiting for that to come back. The entire Denver International Airport is twice the size of Manhattan. What? Is that right? I've never been to the Denver International Airport. Twice the size of Manhattan?
Have you seen it? It's got a very unique structure. It's like basically a bunch of tents that look like they're all lined up together.
And it's, but I mean, it's that big?
Apparently so.
Well, how is O'Hare the most busy airport? And that place is, O'Hare is not close to being the size of Manhattan.
Well, O'Hare is basically landlocked. They can't really expand because of all the suburbs around there, and it's right at the end of the Chicago area.
Yeah.
And but Denver has always been wide open, so they put it out in an area where they've got lots of land to expand it.
Yeah. Boy, it must take a long time to get to the Hertz desk. Jeez. I hope they have moving walkways all over the place. Good Lord. You imagine if you're running late and you got to get to gate 9012 to get to your plane on time.
You have to take a plane from your plane to get to the plane.
Yeah. OJ would have a heart attack if he was trying to get to if he had to do all that running, jumping over, you know, luggage and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh man. In 1893, an amendment was proposed to rename the country to the United States of Earth. I like that, the United States of Earth. That sounds like something that, you know, out of a sci-fi show.
Yeah, in case the aliens start landing.
That's right. We are the United States of Earth, not the United States of Saturn. A highway in Lancaster, California plays the William Tell Overture as you drive over it, thanks to some well-paced grooves in the road. So what does that mean? Your tires?
Yeah.
As your tires go, like a vinyl record.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is. I wonder, what is the highway? Did they say which one it is?
No, it says a highway in Lancaster, California. Plays the William Tell Overture as you drive over it. That's pretty cool, man. Although, how scared would you be if you didn't know that that was the deal? Like, all of a sudden,
yeah,
you hear, you know, you think the Lone Ranger is going to be pulling up behind you.
You're sitting there trying to change the channel on your radio.
And all of a sudden, like, what the hell is happening? Wow. The town of Centralia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Okay.
Has been on fire for 55 years. What does that mean?
Is that the tires, the rubber tires, like in the Simpsons?
So Centralia, Pennsylvania, I don't know. It just says has been on fire for 55 years. What?
I do have some audio of that musical road.
Oh, okay.
It's not great.
Okay.
Let's give it a shot.
Here we go. That's just weird,
that's
man.
That's not even in the right tempo.
That's just weird. Now, do you have to go exactly 55 in order to get the right beat? Maybe they were going 30.
Yeah. And it was very short.
I would imagine, yeah. Okay.
So strange.
Columbus, Ohio is the home of an 8-foot, nearly naked statue of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hello.
Why? Is Columbus, Ohio? What? Why? I don't understand this at all.
Why is he nearly naked?
It was probably during his bodybuilding days. So, you know, because they're all wearing little Speedos at that time. So was he? What, did they have like the world champion, you know, muscle man competition at Columbus, Ohio?
It does look like the Arnold Schwarzenegger Sports Festival happens yearly in March.
Yearly? Wait, it's not in Austria? It's in Columbus, Ohio?
You're right. It is the bodybuilder.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's got to be. If he's nearly naked, it's got to be when he was bodybuilding.
Just wearing the shorts.
It's not going to be the scene from The Terminator when he comes through the... We just like the scene where Arnold's naked at the beginning of Terminator. But that's just weird. Wow. The world's tiniest park is in Portland. It measures a mere 2 feet wide. Oh, that sounds like fun.
I know there's a lot of small ones in Chicago.
2 feet wide, though?
They're maybe 5 feet here. There's some, seriously, some really small ones. There was one on Rush Street.
A park on Rush Street that
uh-huh. was, because, you know, Rush kind of converges with, I forgot what the other road is, and there's, at that tip of the convergence,
there's
a small park.
Yeah. Well, that's the world's tiniest park is in Portland. It's 2 feet. South Florida is the only place in the world where alligators and crocodiles coexist in the wild. Okay. There are around 5,000 commercial airplanes flying over the United States at any given time.
I can believe that.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, real quick, here's Glenn. Hey, Glenn, you have an explanation?
Yeah, Centralia. I think they use that as a, remember the movie The Hills Have Eyes?
Yes.
Basically, it's a coal underneath the town that's caught on fire, and they can't put it out.
Oh, I see.
And another thing, I don't know if they made a documentary about it, but the Denver airport, when they built a new one, they moved it. They moved it in one day. They just hooked up everything from the old airport, and they just drove it down the road to the new airport. So you took off from the old airport, but then you landed at the new airport. And it only took them like one day to move everything.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know if they made a documentary of it, but I remember seeing it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, but that was kind of...
All right, Glenn.
Useless information.
That's exactly right. That's what this show is all about. All right, Glenn. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, have a nice morning.
Take care.